Sister, we have to have the theme music. On day 36, you were impressed with the race in a number of ways. As we get into 6 weeks, what's going on?
The guys in the middle of the pack, Ushika and Chopin, have been very, very consistent. Just as an example, Chopin, in 23 of the last 24 days, he's gone over 60 miles every day. For a guy that has had good credentials but hasn't finished the race since like 2006, he's really gotten himself into great shape coming in, and he hasn't been injured, so he's really showing his good potential coming to fruition. Also, Ushika Mukanhuma, longtime ultra runner but first timer at this race, is showing a spectacular acclimation. He's started out making pace, and then how he's increased his mileage totals every day to the point where he's always like the third or fourth best guy on the board for that day. And he's moved up to third place overall. It's very exciting to watch. He's kind of mastered what he has to do for this race so far. And finally, the top tier guys, Kobe in second place and the great Vasu. Kobe goes home early every night.
What time does he leave, Sishnan?
He leaves between 9 and 9:30 every night, which is incredible, but he still puts up 115 to 121 laps. He doesn't take too many breaks during the day, but he's got tremendous determination, and he's always barking orders for his crew, and he never stops during the day when he's on the track. He's always moving. And so if you want to talk with him, you have to also move. It's quite amazing to watch. He runs it almost like it's a 24-hour race, but he doesn't want to miss a step or lose a second. But at the same time, his determination and his focus have brought him to second place. And then finally, of Vasu Duji from Russia, the leader of the race, he's leading by almost 60 miles now at the end of the day.
Is he doing a PB?
He's on the verge, and tonight if he gets to 122 laps, which is pretty much in his his ability range, he'll hit 4,000 kilometers, which means 80% of the race is covered. And it's exciting to watch. From the ladies' perspective, Kanenika Yanakova and Sarasha are turning into real running machines now. When the weather's good, you can expect them to be doing 62 to 64 miles every day. And this is 36 days in, and they're like finely tuned instruments. They're performing so well. And Kanenika is under the duress of being 16, 17 miles behind pace, but it's not stopping her in any way. She's just moving along, and she's decreasing the deficit by 2 to 3 miles every day. And Sarasha has still got like a 30 to 33 mile lead over Kanenika, and she is just so focused and doesn't waste any time, and it still can crack a smile at a moment's notice. And it's a pleasure to have these two ladies, because their helpers may not admit this, but they're very low maintenance in that, you know, they know what they have to do. They've been through this before. They're performing at such a high level, and they don't expect anything from anybody except their own capacity and the grace from above. So it's been exciting for the first 5 weeks, and we only got 2.5 to go.
Wrapped up day 36. Thank you, Sishnan.
Edit all you want.